Here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page with Pleasantville Athletic Director Joel Allman to talk about the 2023 Pleasantville Hall of Fame Banquet happening tomorrow night.
Well, Joel, Saturday night, you know, it's kind of an exciting night for Pleasantville High School. You guys are having your Hall of Fame 2023 induction ceremony. You want to just talk a little bit about what the ceremony is and how you guys kind of started to get this idea for the Pleasantville Hall of Fame?
Yeah, so we would have started this. This is our third class now, so we would have started this 3 years ago. And it was an idea that came from when we went to Mount Air, used to be in our conference, and Mount Air, when we were playing basketball, would have their Hall of Fame night. And so myself, Aaron Fichter, who's a coach for us, and Corey Willis, who is a coach for us, kind of got to talking about, well, it'd be cool to have a Hall of Fame at Pleasantville. And so we did a lot of research, and, you know, there's some places that have an athletic Hall of Fame. There's other places that have a school Hall of Fame. And this is, ours is a Pleasantville Community School District Hall of Fame. So it's a school Hall of Fame, not just athletics. And so, it's just year one, obviously was very nerve-wracking because you never know what people's perception is going to be when you start a Hall of Fame, because it's great to honor people, but you always worry about hard feelings or people being have the feeling of being left out. But, you know, it's just been a real positive for our school, for our community, because we get to honor people from the past, whether they're athletes or distinguished graduates or contributors to our school that really have done great things. And so we're just really excited for Saturdays. You know, we start off with a social hour at 5 and then a dinner at 6, a very nice meal cooked by somebody who graduated from Pleasantville. And then we get to the induction ceremony at about 6:45, where we're going to honor 6 inductees this year.
Yeah, and just talking about the inductees, do you want to just run us down on maybe a list of who those are this year, or just a little bit about each one of them?
Yep, so we have Dan Calhoun, which was a counselor and a coach at Pleasantville. He's been inducted as a coach. He is in the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Hall of Fame, or the Iowa Golf Coaches Association Hall of Fame. He's won a couple state titles at Pleasantville for golf. Next one would be Linda Johns, who is known as Linda McGraw. She would have graduated in 1961, which is the only time that our basketball programs have been to state for basketball. And so she was a prolific basketball player at Pleasantville and an all-state player. Frank Jolly is somebody that was a good athlete at Pleasantville, but he is being honored as a distinguished graduate. He went on and became an inventor and has a lot of patents and just a lot of developed a lot of mechanisms that are still used today, which is pretty cool. He would have graduated like 1954 or something like that. Pat Myers would have been a graduate in 1955 and has just contributed a lot of time and resources to Pleasantville. So he's actually being honored as a contributor to our school district. Lois Turnage was a longtime employee for Pleasantville, but she's being honored as a coach as well for her dance team coaching. And she had 30 state titles, and there's lots of trophies. And obviously our banners have just the history of our dance team and how good it is is because of her. And so she's another one that we're honoring. And then the 1993 girls golf team, who Dan would have coached that team, they won the team championship in 1993. And so those are our 6 inductees.
And Joel, you know, you mentioned kind of how this thing got started and everything, but you want to talk about what the process is like to determine your inductees every year.
Yeah, so we have a committee of this past year, it was 6 people. The 2 years before that, it was 10 people. The reason for having less this year is we've just had some of the committee that got really busy, and so they weren't able to put all the time into the selections this year. But we'll build that back up after this year's inductees get inducted. But we basically meet once a week for 3, 4, 5 weeks, however long it takes, and we kind of talk about the nominees that we get and the nominees that we've had, and we start to talk about them, and then we vote on them 3 or 4 times to get the list down further and further, and then we figure out, well, where are we comfortable how many people are we comfortable inducting based upon what the votes say, but also what the bylaws say. So it's a really fun process that we're trying to do something that is honoring, once again, just people of Pleasantville.
Angela, obviously it's a very, every inductee on there, the one thing they have in common is they are, connected to Pleasantville High School, and there's just a lot of pride there in terms of Pleasantville. I mean, what's your encouragement for the, even if the community can't make it out on Saturday to the ceremony, just to maybe dig into a little history about each of these individuals or teams?
Yeah, so we would released a video 3 or 4 months ago with all the inductees, and it's a small video of us basically the story of each inductee. And so I know it's really fun for our community who has grown up watching these people or these teams or been around these people and teams. And it's fun to revisit. I mean, we have, we have a person from the class of 1961, person from the class of 54, 55. So it is a lot of pride for our community, for Pleasantville schools, just to celebrate their accomplishments, but also to relive the past a little bit.
Yeah, any final thoughts really before this ceremony happens on Saturday night?
Yeah, we're really happy to obviously get another class inducted into the Hall of Fame, and we look forward to be a sustainable Hall of Fame from year to year. And we're honoring our past, but I also say that hopefully our students walk the halls and look at the plaques and the displays, and even when we live stream it on Saturday, hopefully they listen to the speeches, because hopefully it inspires our future, and Pleasantville continues to have pride in all of our activities and also all of our academics and school efforts.
That was Pleasantville Athletic Director Joel Ullman joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Clayton Sampson for KNIA KRLS Sports.